I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Indian victims and responders are recounting the deadly stampede in Uttar Pradesh Tuesday that has left at least 120 dead. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Indian authorities say massive overcrowding, insufficient exits and other factors contributed to a deadly stampede at a religious festival in Uttar Pradesh state, northern India, that killed at least 120 people. Police officer Sheila Moria, on duty at the event, was injured during the chaos. She says there was no space to keep our feet. People were moving out, stepping on others. Then suddenly people were falling. I tried to pick up some women. Sonil Kumar, a villager, helped the injured after the stampede, telling the AP some were breathing, some were not. They were in a terrible condition. It was not immediately clear what sparked the panic. Overcrowding, poor planning and bad weather are among the factors contributing to the disaster. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Grenada's prime minister on Tuesday took stock of damage left by Hurricane Beryl on the island of Carriacou, which he described as being left in a state of Armageddon.
Complete devastation and destruction of agriculture. Complete and total destruction of the natural environment. There is literally no vegetation left anywhere on the island of Carriacou.
The powerful Category 4 storm has killed at least six people and caused significant damage in the Southeast Caribbean. A hurricane warning is in effect for Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. Beryl was forecast to weaken slightly over the next day or two, but still be at or near major hurricane strength when it passes near or over Jamaica on Wednesday. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet for the second time in as many months as they visit Kazakhstan for a session of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, founded to counter Western alliances. Wednesday morning, Putin met with the Mongolian president and is expected to meet Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan and the leaders of Azerbaijan and Pakistan before an informal dinner hosted by the Kazakh president. Many Palestinians were seeking shelter on Wednesday after fleeing their homes in southern Gaza. At least 12 people were killed in new strikes in central and northern Gaza, health officials said. Israel's leaders have said they are winding down the phase of intense fighting against Hamas, the Islamist group that has governed Gaza since 2007, and will soon shift to more targeted operations in the nearly nine-month-old war in Gaza. A Russian missile and drone attack on Ukraine's city of Dnipro on Wednesday killed at least four civilians and wounded 27 more, damaging kindergartens, schools, and hospitals, and causing fires throughout the city, regional officers said. Of the injured, 11 had been taken to hospital and two were in grave condition. Dangerously high heat has been building in California and the south-central United States. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
There's been a heat wave in parts of California, and the July 4th holiday is expected to be even hotter.
It's going to be up in the 110s, 115s, and everyone's talking about it.
Sacramento resident Carl Olson is choosing to hang out at the beach, and National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson says the intense heat is expected to continue into next week.
Even through Monday and Tuesday, we see quite a few record high temperatures.
There have been heat warnings and advisories from Kansas and Missouri to the Gulf Coast states. I'm Donna Water.
Activists behind Kenya's anti-government protests are rethinking their strategy after demonstrations on Tuesday were marred by widespread violence and looting. The activists say the violence was the work of quote-unquote goons hired by politicians to either discredit legitimate demonstrators or advance their own agendas. But they acknowledge that it risks undermining the protest movement. President Joe Biden will award the Medal of Honor on Wednesday for conspicuous gallantry to a pair of Union soldiers who stole a locomotive deep in Confederate territory during the American Civil War and drove it north for 87 miles as they destroyed railroad tracks and the telegraphs. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.